We can see part of China. India is the most predominant feature, but also we can see Saudi Arabia, the Gulf of Oman, and the Indian Ocean at this time. And I'll try to give you a little zoom here in on Saudi Arabia and India. Into the Gulf of Oman. The Gulf of Oman is in the center left part of your picture. How does it look down there?
Okay, then the globe is about filling the screen at this time. And we can see the darker land masses, and the Gulf of Oman is. But it's a beautiful picture and it's coming through well.
Sure is a beautiful picture.
I guess you might say that the artist that painted that one is a master. I know that looks real good to you guys, and the closer you get, the better it looks.
Jack,
you owe me a buck. Well, like I said on the carry, it's really great and fantastic to be back from the moon. Those 8 days were just unbelievable. And I think for the first time, it was really a privilege for us to share some of the sights that we have in the manned spaceflight program with all of you in this country who have supported the program so great, and also with all the people in the world. And it was one heck of a team effort, I mean by 100,000 people. And the same way on board, we had three people up there working like mad. And again, it's still hard for us to believe what we saw there, but at least we brought back the data and think we've really increased man's knowledge. And here's the other part of this famous team, the other two parts, and I want them just to say about the same amount or even more than I said. John?
That'll be very unusual for me to say that much. We certainly enjoy the trip. Boy, that moon is really a peculiar and interesting, very strange. It has a lot of interesting characteristics. It's a very different kind of a satellite. And I think that we learned a great deal about what's going on up there, and we brought back the data and the pictures that I'm sure some of them you'll find a great deal of interest in. But that moon doesn't have any air, and that moon's not Texas, and we sure are glad to be here.
This past 8 days has got to have been the most incredible of my whole life, and probably the most incredible I'll ever expect to live. And it's really, almost right now, still very hard to believe. But I've thought a lot about it, and I'm convinced now more than ever even before we flew this mission, that there's no place that we can't eventually go, and there's nothing that we can't eventually do because of the talent that we've got in this great country of ours. But I think probably the team that is closest and most dear to our hearts is our team here at MSC led by Dr. Guru. This has got to be the greatest team assembled in the history of mankind, practically, as far as I'm concerned, because it's because of them that we were able to have such a fantastic mission and have such rewarding and challenging experiences, and it's because of them that we're able to come back here to you today and say it's great to be back. Thank you.
And we should have acquisition of signal shortly. There's the word AOS flight. We have telemetry data. We're standing by for voice communications from the Apollo 10 crew.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, we're standing by.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Hello, Apollo 10, this is Houston, how'd the burn go?
Roger, Houston, we are returning to the Earth, over.
Glad to have you on the way back home, 10.
Roger, the burn was absolutely beautiful, and Geo has report, and we've got a fantastic view of the moon now. Over.
Mighty fine, Tom. Standing by for that report.
Hey, Joe, you got an attaboy for that bad update. Here it comes. Burn was on time. It was 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Residuals were plus 0.3, which we reduced to 0.2, plus 1.6 and minus 0.2. Delta DC is minus 1.9. Fuel remaining is 6.7%. Oxidizer is 9.2%. My plugs is reading all scale high on the increase. I went through the procedure, but apparently did no good at all. I'm still reading full scale increase on the plugs, and my oxidizer flow valve is still an increase at the completion of the burn.
Roger, Tan, who copied all that? Ten, this is Houston. We'd like to go ahead and take that fuel cell one off both buses now.
Going off right now, Joe. The TV is being turned on now, and as Tom's starting to pan, we have a couple quick short words for you.
Roger, we're standing by. Go ahead. This is Houston. We copied that transmission. Thank you.
Glad you got the message.
Boy, this view has got to be a fantastic thing.
Houston 10, I hope the Aussies have their sets tuned in because it's utterly fantastic here.
Roger that, Tom.
I'm sure they're all watching. We're taking a picture right now of Sierkowski down south there. That's impressive.
Roger, copy.
What a place.
And we have a black and white signal at this point.
Thank you.
black and very distinguishable. Fantastic. Incredible.
Roger, we can see it pretty plain on the set. That's the one right up near the horizon. Is that firm?
Sitting on the horizon, way out there, right.
Hey, there you go. Now we're picking it up. We can see the center of it.
We can see the whole of the Smith Sea now. That's it, Joe. That's full zoomed. You ought to be able to see that real good.
We can. That's just real good, James.
You need to see the whole of Smith Sea, and I see old F1 down there. There's deeper. Got this big bright red crater up on the northern horizon. We're gonna try to put that on the tube. Boy, that's a big one. And erase that crater, go all the way across the moon. Must be new.
Roger, Ben, what's your f-stop setting on the camera now?
Roger, Joe, I've got it at 22. The moon's awful bright.
Roger that, Tom. Thanks.
I'll occasionally flick it up, down, and then back to unsaturate the tube, but that's what you see there. Okay, we're taking all kinds of pictures. I've got the tubes. Gino has the sequence camera, and John has the Hasselblad. We're getting all this documented. Is that better, Joe?
Yeah, that's a little bit better, Tom. What'd you do there?
Change
my ALC switch on it. Yeah, that's a lot better picture there, Tom. That's great. The detail's coming out a lot better.
Okay, and again, as we move away, the basic moon looks tan to us. The new craters are definitely white for the impact of some of the volcanic ones. But from this sun angle, it's basically tan out there, a light, white tan. And the rays you can see were even lighter. I move over this way, the one crater you can see over there is a brownish in color with the one central peak in it. I'll try to put the zoom on it for you.
Roger, Tom. We're picking it up now. We can see the central peak in the crater.
Okay, do you have any color there, Joe, at all?
Say again, Tom, please.
Roger, do you have color in Houston or just black and white? Over.
We've got color here in Houston, there's quite a little bit of light for the color, although we can make out the crater and we can see the central peak in it. The black and white, it's coming out real good.
Okay. Okay. What I'm looking at now is a brown, and the peak into it is a light tan. Around it is a little darker tan. Does that correlate with your colors, over?
Rod, that looks real good on the monitor here, Tom. That's just what we're seeing here.
This is absolutely incredible. I thought it was a fantastic view leaving the Earth, but it's going to be an even more fantastic one leaving the Moon here and heading back to the good old Earth. Over.
Roger that, Tom.